My name is Tony Thaxton. Like anyone else, I love a great album. But I also love those strange albums that might make you wonder how and why they even exist. But I'm not here to make fun of them. I'm here to celebrate them and tell their story. This is Bizarre Albums.
Today's episode, Andrew Gold's Halloween Howls, fun and scary music from 1996.
The Golden Girls debuted on NBC September 14th, 1985. The show was an immediate hit. Throughout its 7-season original run, it was nominated for 68 Emmys, winning 11. All 4 lead actresses won Emmys for their performances. In addition to all of its accolades, one of the best remembered things about the show was its theme song. Thank You for Being a Friend was recorded by Cynthia Fee. In addition to the theme song, Fee was best known as a jingle singer, singing the Wheaties' What the Big Boys Eat jingle, as well as this Hoover commercial that I couldn't believe how well I remembered.
Nobody does it like you, the way that you do. Hoover, nobody does it like you.
But Thank You for Being a Friend was a cover song. It was originally released in February of 1978 by Andrew Gold.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down a road and back again. Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant.
It was released as a single, peaking at number 25 on the Billboard Hot 100. In addition to performing it, Andrew Gold also wrote it. Here he is talking about the song with his friend and drummer, Michael Botz, on Inside Tracks.
Thank You for Being a Friend. It was sort of a studio band. I remember we had the late Jeff Beccaro playing drums. We did
Wonderful
40
drummer.
Takes of that. We did 40 takes because I wanted it to sound just like the rhythm to be just, you know, and I remember... I think I was getting glared at by Jeff Beccaro. Not to mention the fact that it can be told... that the vocal on that record was a rough vocal I did at about 5:30 in the afternoon just to have a rough vocal. And I could never improve upon it, so we redid the bridge because it was out of tune. But the song took about an hour to write.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just this little throwaway thing, and then we made this really good record of it.
And Thank You for Being a Friend wasn't Gold's only theme song. In 1992, he sang Final Frontier for another award-winning NBC sitcom, Mad About You.
Tell me why I love you like I do. Tell me who can stop my heart as much as you. Tell me all your...
It should be noted that Gold only sang that one. It was actually written by its star and creator, Paul Reiser, along with musician and producer, Don Was. Andrew Gold came from a show business family. His father, Ernest Gold, was an Oscar-winning composer, winning for his score for the 1960 film Exodus. His mother was singer Marnie Nixon. Nixon was often hired as a ghost singer, meaning she provided the singing voice for actresses in movie musicals, most famously for Natalie Wood in West Side Story and Audrey Hepburn in My Fair Lady.
Don't talk of stars burning above. If you're in love, show me.
Andrew Gold signed his first recording contract in 1967 when he was just 16 years old. But his first real success in the music business would come in 1974, when he was a multi-instrumentalist and arranger on Linda Ronstadt's number one album, Heart Like a Wheel. He would have the same role on Ronstadt's next two albums as well. And all three of these albums went platinum, making Linda Ronstadt the first female artist with 3 consecutive platinum albums. In 1975, Gold would play the majority of instruments on Art Garfunkel's top 20 hit, I Only Have Eyes for You, which Garfunkel performed on the second ever episode of Saturday Night Live. That same year, Andrew Gold would release his self-titled debut album. Linda Ronstadt even provided some backing vocals on a couple of tracks. The album received positive reviews, but it only managed to hit number 190 on the Billboard 200. He would fare much better with his second album in 1976, What's Wrong With This Picture. The single, Lonely Boy, would be an international hit, peaking at number 7 in both the US and Canada, as well as going to number 11 in the UK. It would be the biggest hit of his career in the US. While releasing solo albums, Gold continued to work as a session musician, playing on records for artists like Eric Carmen, Carly Simon, and James Taylor. His 1978 album, All This and Heaven 2, featured Thank You for Being a Friend, in addition to the single Never Let Her Slip Away, which would be the biggest hit of his career in the UK, peaking at number 5 on the UK singles chart. The song even featured uncredited background vocals from Freddie Mercury. Never let it slip away. Oh, I know it's gonna make me happy to never let it slip away. In 1980, Gold released his third solo album, Whirlwind, and it would end up being his last solo album for 16 years. More on that in a bit. In 1983, Gold joined up with 10cc guitarist Graham Goldman to form the band Wax. I'm gonna move to Southern California. No, not the 90s band that had the video with the guy running on fire. This was a UK-based new wave duo. Gold released 4 studio albums with Wax, and the band hit number 12 on the UK singles chart in 1987 with Bridge to Your Heart. Gold would play guitar on several tracks for Cher's 1989 album Heart of Stone, including the top 10 Academy Award nominated duet with Peter Cetera, After All. The late 80s and early 90s had Gold playing on records for Diana Ross, Neil Diamond. He even played on past Bizarre album subject The Simpsons Sing the Blues. He continued writing songs as well. His songs were recorded by Wynonna Judd, Celine Dion, Taylor Dayne, and countless others. But in 1996, he would finally make another solo album. Well, actually 2 solo albums. One was titled Since 1951, and the other is Why We're Here Today. After 16 years, Andrew Gold released a Halloween-themed children's album. On August 20th, 1996, Andrew Gold's Halloween Howls, Fun and Scary Music, was released on Music for Little People Records.
Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant.
Gold's reasoning for making a children's Halloween album is explained by Gold himself in the CD's original liner notes, saying, quote, "Each holiday has a mood and usually has music to go with it. However, it's been very hard to find any tapes or CDs of Halloween music. In fact, there's mostly just scary sound effects available and very few songs. So I fixed that." End quote. The album begins with It Must Be Halloween.
The ghost says, the cat says, the goblins say, trick or treat, it must be Halloween. The wolf howls, the wind blows, the witches laugh,
he, it must be Halloween.
Up next is one of just three covers on the album, The Monster Mash. This is a Halloween album, after all. This cover of the Bobby Boris Pickett hit features lead vocals by Stephen Bishop, best known for his late 70s and early 80s hits like On and On, Save It for a Rainy Day, and It Might Be You. Gold sings backing vocals here alongside his old friend Linda Ronstadt, as well as singer-songwriter Carla Bonoff.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from the slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The next song, Spooky Scary Skeletons, became a viral sensation when, in 2010, a YouTuber used the song with footage from Walt Disney's silly symphony, The Skeleton Dance. It got over 30 million views. A remixed version of the song has exploded on TikTok, and Andrew Gold's daughter, Victoria, uploaded a video of herself singing along to it. And she added the caption, "That time of year where my dad's song is all over the internet from a Halloween album he wrote for my sisters and me when we were kids."
Spooky, scary skeletons and shivers down your spine. Shrieking skulls will shock your soul, seal your doom tonight. Spooky, scary skeletons speak with such a screech. You'll shake and shudder in surprise when you hear these zombies shriek.
We're so sorry, skeletons, you're so misunderstood.
Speaking of Gold's daughter, Victoria, she actually appears on the album. For the next song, she's joined by her sister, Emily, and their mother, Vanessa, for a cover of Ray Parker Jr.'s Ghostbusters.
If you're seeing things running through your head, who can call?
Side one closes with a song co-written by Gold, along with Greg Pestopino, who also takes the lead vocal here. Pestopino is also sung on records for Ry Cooder, Jennifer Warnes, and Bette Midler. The song also features saxophone by David Woodford, who has also played on another past Bizarre album subject, the California Raisins album. Here's Gimme a Smile, parentheses, the Pumpkin Song.
She almost dropped him on his bottom when he started to speak.
Could I make a small suggestion? Like to ask you just in case you would remember this request when you're designing my face. He said, please, 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 please give me a smile. I'm only gonna be here for the littlest while. Don't wanna be the jack-o'-lantern scaring away every candy-loving kid who's trick-or-treating today.
According to their Facebook page, the label that released the album, Music for Little People Records, is an acclaimed children's record label that has been producing award-winning recordings by some of the world's finest musicians for families and educators since 1985.
Don't scream.
Creature from the Tub once again features an appearance from Gold's daughter Victoria, as well as singer Nicolette Larson, best known for her 1978 top 10 hit, Lotta Love. Larson and Gold were briefly engaged in the early 1980s, but broke up shortly after she completed her All Dressed Up and No Place to Go album, which Gold also produced. Sadly, she would pass away only 1 year after the release of Halloween Howls.
Look in the water, something bubbles up. Could it be
recorded some of it in his studio that was above our garage in Sherman Oaks, California, Cork Brain Studios. Then he also recorded some in Connecticut, specifically when David Cassidy was a musical guest on it, and then apparently also some in San Francisco.
That's Victoria Gold from her TikTok, at The Victoria Gold. And David Cassidy takes the lead vocal for Halloween Party. The former Partridge Family star is joined by his children Beau and Katie, though here Katie is credited under her middle name Evelyn, as well as Cassidy's then-wife, Sue Schifrin.
Everybody up and down the block.
Halloween party.
Y'all dressed up with nowhere to rock.
Halloween party.
Even grumpy ghouls will feel alright if they can dance by the pumpkin light. So come on over to my Halloween party tonight.
Halloween party.
With the exception of the guest singers, Andrew Gold performed, produced, engineered, and mixed the album himself. The track Witches, Witches, Witches once again features backing vocals from daughter Victoria. Friends of Gold's daughter appear on some of the tracks as well, including this one, featuring their friend Ruby Spiro.
Witches, witches,
every year, this very night, they all come out, gives me a fright. You hear them cackle as they fly by the moon. Witches, witches, witches on their brooms. Watch the skies on Halloween.
Witches, witches, witches on the
moon. The strangest sight I've ever seen.
Witches, witches.
The album's closer is In Our Haunted House.
Step this way, here's the living room. Though dead room is actually more correct.
Cause there hasn't been a living soul here since Grandpa broke his neck. In our haunted house, we'll treat you like one of us. But in our haunted house...
On September 17th, 2021... Andrew Gold's Halloween Howls was given a vinyl release for the first time. Kraft Recordings reissued it on both CD and vinyl, including a limited edition orange vinyl version limited to 2,000 copies. The gatefold vinyl also features brand new artwork by Jess Rotler and a bonus track, Spooky Scary Skeletons, parentheses, Undead Tombstone Remix.
Spooky Scary Skeletons.
I mentioned earlier Andrew Gold working as a session musician throughout his career, but there's several credits I didn't even mention. For instance, back in 1976, he was a multi-instrumentalist on model and B-movie actress Barbie Benton's album released on Playboy Records. But that is for another time. Thank you for listening to Bizarre Albums. If you like the show, please subscribe and leave a review. It helps people find the show. You can also follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Bizarre Albums, and I'm at Tony Thaxton. You can also like Bizarre Albums on Facebook and visit bizarrealbums.com. And if you still want more Bizarre Albums in your life, sign up for weekly bonus episodes of Bizarre Singles and more at patreon.com/bizarrealbums. And as always, if you know of a Bizarre Album you'd like to hear featured, please tweet the show. I'd love to hear from you. You can even email me at bizarrealbums@gmail.com. My name is Tony Thaxton, and I'll see you next time on Bizarre Albums.